All right, let's talk to Michael Jacobson and find out what's actually happening at the hotels here. This is interesting. He's the CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association. How many hotels are going to be participating in this?
It's too early to know how many will actually be participating. We've identified statewide over 15,000 rooms at this point that we've made, that we've put the state in contact with, both at the city of Chicago level as well as the state of Illinois emergency management level. So what we've been doing is just identifying hotels that are interested and have rooms available. And then the state's going to identify where the need is the greatest. To Ben's point earlier, the hospitals are keeping up with demand at this point, but there's other populations that don't necessarily require hospitalization, but healthcare workers that don't necessarily want to go home if they've been working with COVID-19 patients, or even domestic violence victims that have seen their shelters close down in recent days. Those are some of the populations that we're getting into our hotel rooms, even without bringing actual hospital patients into our hotels at this point.
Or people who are COVID-19 positive, will there be hotels for those people versus hotels for the other folks that don't have it?
I think it's going to be up to each individual local health department on how they actually use some of the hotels that we've offered up. I do think that we will see some patients in some of our hotels, and ones that aren't symptomatic or have very mild symptoms that would otherwise be told to go home, but who might be living with other family members that are older or have underlying health conditions, and they don't necessarily want to bring it home, but they don't necessarily require hospitalization, because most of the cases that are diagnosed at this point don't require hospitalization, but not everybody could go home and self-isolate. So that's where hotels feel like we play a role in helping temporarily house some of these patients.
This whole thing just stretches the mind a bit, because the thought of hotels being empty enough to be converted for this use, the thought of, you know, some of the poshest hotels in Chicago are essentially shut down. Have they locked some hotels in the city of Chicago, not taking reservations, and have they essentially shut down because of the outbreak?
Yes, they have. We've seen occupancy drop from the 70 to 80% levels down into the single digits in recent days. We have less than a dozen guests in hotels that have 1,000 or 1,500 rooms. Obviously, that's not sustainable. So we've seen thousands of layoffs across the city, unfortunately, and we've seen, especially over the weekend, it really started accelerating where hotels have just ceased operations for the time being. Obviously, we're hopeful that most open up. We are pretty certain that not every hotel that shuts down will reopen, mainly because property taxes continue to compile while they're shut down, and other costs continue to compile and accrue even though there's zero revenue coming in. So we know that we have thousands of empty hotel rooms right now, and so that's why our hotel owner stepped up and answered the duty of call, saying that we have these rooms available, let's put them to good use and help the city in their time of need.
All right. Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Michael Jacobson, CEO of the Illinois Hotel Lodging Association. Ben, that's pretty stark, you know, when you think about it. Some of the big hotel chains that are owned by major investors or corporations that are well-funded, they'll be fine. But there are some smaller hotel, independent hotels and smaller hotel chains that are really going to run into a problem here, because you can't take 2 months off.
And a lot of people don't realize, too, that, you know, a lot of the hotels that have big national and international brand names are actually owned by, you know, private investors, not the hotel chains themselves.
Right.
And a lot of those people have a lot of hotels, and they've been hit bad. Their employees have been hit. You know, if you've been downtown, you get the sense. I drove by the Hyatt Regency on Wacker the other day, and there were just ropes up by the entrance and a security guard asking if you needed to be in there or not. We saw Smith and Walensky get boarded up. You know, it's wild.
Well, I'll tell you what is fascinating is how many stores on Michigan Avenue are boarding up because they're worried about looters. You know, that's an interesting circumstance there, because
it sends a stark message.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it feels very like, you know, hurricane, third world, some, you know, like, doesn't feel like America, doesn't feel like Chicago.
Yep.
All right. More coming up on the WGN TV News starting at 4 o'clock. And again, we'll be taking live the 10 and 10:30 news for WGN TV right here on WGN.
Hey, and a bit of levity, because a lot of people I know on social media have found him to be a bright light during the governor's press briefings, and that is the sign language interpreter. Michael Albert is his name, and we've got a profile of him later on today on the WGN News. He says he didn't want any attention. People should focus on the message, but he's got an interesting story all by himself.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. I know a lot of people are having fun with him. I don't know anybody here in our organization that's doing it.
He's a wonderfully nice guy.
As far as you know. All right. Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate it.